In these troubled economic times, it's not surprising that many churches are experiencing a drop in income. And many Christian ministries and organisations are also feeling the pinch and having to cut back in many areas they would prefer to be serving in. How can we encourage ourselves to keep giving in these troubled economic times? Well, Paul gives us seven good reasons in 2 Corinthians 9. Let me rephrase that. Paul gives us six good reasons and one great reason for continuing to give in troubled economic times. First reason is, we find it in 2 Corinthians 9, the first few verses, because God will bless your example to others. He's saying to the Corinthians that their zeal in this area had provoked the Macedonians to give. It rubbed off on them. Secondly, in verse 6, God will give you a bumper crop. He says, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly, he which sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Paul's saying here, if you sow dollars, God will give you back a harvest. It might be of dollars, but more often it's of spiritual and moral growth. And just because televangelists have abused this verse doesn't mean we shouldn't use it rightly. Third reason is because God loves a cheerful giver. We're told that in verse 7. In other words, God sees not just what's in your hand, but what's in your heart. And what's in your heart gives him pleasure and delight and joy when you give cheerfully. That's a great motivation to give. Then fourthly, God will supply your need. We all think it, don't we? Well, if I give and I lose my job, how will I provide for my family? So I should really keep back. But what Paul says here is, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. He's saying, keep giving, because God will supply your need. Then fifthly, he says, give because others will thank and praise God for your giving. Notice that in verses 12 and following. He's saying, the result is many thanksgivings to God. The result is they glorify God for your professed subjection to the gospel in this area. So God will make others thank him and praise him because of your giving. Sixth good reason is because it will bind people to you in prayer and fellowship. God will make others pray for you and enjoy fellowship with you. Look at verse 14. By their prayer for you, which long after you, God will bind people to you in prayer and fellowship. So six good reasons. But there's a one great reason we can add to that. And that's how Paul climaxes this chapter. In verse 15 he says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. He brings everything to Christ, doesn't he? He's saying God has given you an indescribable, an incalculable, an unspeakable gift in giving you Christ. Can't we give a few dollars in return?